Overall, we can argue that the winter season was not especially cold, nor especially snowy across the area. And now that April has started, it seems like winter is saying, hold on a second, let's not jump to spring too quickly. Across our area today, we have a scattering of rain and snow showers. In Albany, this has been the snowiest month of the winter so far, and we're likely going to add a little more to those snow totals over the next couple of days as we have another opportunity for some wintry weather. So for now, we are dealing with the scattering of those rain and snow showers, as I mentioned a moment ago. It's a brisk day with those gusty breezes and cool temperatures. It definitely does not feel like early April. It's more like, say, an early March kind of day. Moving into tonight, we will see the rain and snow showers largely come to an end. However, snow showers may linger for a while, especially in the northern mountains. It's going to be a cold night as temperatures fall back into the 20s to near 30 degrees. We'll have some teens in the higher elevations. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have a little storm that will dive to our south. That storm will track south of Long Island as we go through the day on Saturday. It may come far enough north to bring a light mixture of rain and snow, especially to our far southern areas. So if you're in the mid and especially lower Hudson Valley, you have the best opportunity to see a little bit of light rain or snow as we go through the day tomorrow. Odds are we are looking at dry conditions, especially from the capital region on north. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the cool side, running only in the 30s and 40s. And as we move into tomorrow night, temperatures will fall back into the teens and 20s. So another night with temperatures well below freezing. And if you happen to or thinking about getting your garden going, getting those flowers planted, it's still way too early. And of course, these cold temperatures are not favorable for planting anything yet. And moving into the day on Sunday, we're looking at cool weather once again, but dry conditions as we wrap up the weekend. Sunday night into Monday, our next storm comes our way. That could initially be snow before transitioning over to rain during Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, low in the 20s, some teens in the higher spots. And for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and some sun, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers mainly in the mountains, low in the 20s with some teens in the higher spots. And for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and some sun with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain and snow, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy and cool, low in the lower to mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny and cool, highs in the 30s to lower 40s, and on Monday, cloudy, with a wintry mix changing to rain, with highs in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.